Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Indonesian Health Ministry issued a circular to raise awareness about COVID-19 and the risk of other outbreaks following an increase in COVID-19 cases in several countries in Asia. In a statement on Saturday, the Minister's Acting Director General of Disease Control, Murthy Utami, reported that COVID-19 cases have increased in several Asian regions, including Thailand, Hong Kong, Malaysia, and Singapore. Quoted from MandaraNews.com, the dominant COVID-19 variants spread in Thailand are XEZ and GN1. In Singapore, LF7 and NB1.8, a derivative of JN1. In Hong Kong, it's JN1, and in Malaysia, CXC. However, Murthy Utami said the infection transmission and the death rate are still relatively low. Indonesia plan to produce and promote the use of biodiesel 50 or B50 is expected to drive up global crude palm oil or CPO prices, according to Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman. B50 is a fuel blend consisting of 50% biofuel derived primarily from palm oil and 50% conventional diesel. Speaking at an event celebrating the government's success in boosting national rice reserves to 4 million tons in Jakarta on Friday, Sulaiman said the government plans to use approximately 5.3 million tons of CPO for B50 production. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cinta, cinta kau padamu. safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu, penuh dengan payung. Seketika jas hujan dicari-cari, semua orang inginkan teduh. Hujan.
Hujan.
Wanita itu dengarkan lagu yang baru saja ditinggal oleh sang kekasih. Doakan cepat berpindah hati. Oh.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Southeast Sulawesi entitled Wulele Sanggula. The song was composed by H.M. Salib. It is typical of Tolaki, Southeast Sulawesi's largest ethnic group, who inhabits Kendari City and Kolaka Regency. The song lyrics use Tolaki language, which means Sanggula flower, the name of a flower in Konawe region and its surroundings. The lyrics contain a folklore about an angel who descended from heaven. The angel is described as very beautiful, always glorified by the Tolaki people. Well, listener, here is the song Wulele Sanggula by Sarah and Nita. Enjoy!
Hey!
Good waste management must be continuously carried out by Indonesian government. Waste has become a serious problem. But who is the most responsible in this case? And what should we do? A team leader for Nature, Climate and Energy of a United Nations Development Program or UNDP Indonesia, Dr. Areta Aprilia, has her response about this.
If we do consume, then we have to be able to be wise in terms of managing our wastes appropriately. So in this case, I think that the government of Indonesia, and I'm sure that the government in ASEAN countries, they are more and more aware of these issues. But I think that this is not just the issues of the government per se, but it is the responsibilities of the public or the citizens. So it is a call and a plea for help for all of the people to be able to reduce the waste at source. And if possible, segregate the waste at source in which that if the waste are sorted, then we can be able to, recycle the waste since the beginning, since the source, so that it will not be, trickle down all being leaked out to the ocean or the water bodies as we see it a lot these days. So I think that's one, and also a call of action to all of the, women also in Indonesia, that I think we have to also make conscious choice as well to be agents of change, starting from the households. So I guess there are just a lot of things that we can do together. And I think with the spirit of collaboration, we can achieve what we try to get in the future.
And for more detail, please tune in to VOA Talk about Indonesia's role in blue carbon and finance profiling, available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Kurang-kurangnya, walau Tapi tak sekalipun kisahku pernah kau
And that was Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You are still tuned to the broadcast on vionis.id and application at RE Digital. If you happen to be in Bali several days ago, you might stumble upon the Ubud Food Festival 2025. A lot of food, a lot of discussion was held. But the good thing is that a book about Indonesian lunch tradition, its varieties and presentation, a book about it was launched during the Ubud Food Festival. And in an official statement, Amanda, the chairman of Omar Nio the Foundation, said that this book is an image, a portrait of Indonesian people's life through the perspective of daily cuisines. And this bilingual book documented 40 stories of cuisines from 17 provinces in 8 islands across Indonesia. And of course, the book included variations of lunches across Indonesia, but I would like to emphasize on the traditional lunches menus in Indonesia. For example, papeda from Papua, Soto Banjar from South Kalimantan, and then Rujak Cingur from East Java. But it's not only containing the recipes of the foods, but the book also shown the people, the social values, local wisdom, and the cultural dynamics that comes along with the lunch tradition of Indonesian people. So we wish that if you happen to be in Indonesia, if you happen to be stumbled upon the book, you will be able to learn about the lunches menus in Indonesia. And this makes me think, what kind of lunch that I'd like to take for today? Like in 2 hours, I'm going to have lunch. But in the meantime, I'd like to play you more songs from Indonesia. So stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cong mampu strike back to the town. You can like kulihat yang kau sembunyikan. Pura-pura diam dengan sedikit gerak perlahan. Jadi
move on with the groove.
Everybody yo,
move on with the groove.
Percuma saja diam berdiri, nanti sampai rumah malah pengen denger lagi.
Lagi ya terus saja.
Jika begini jadi ngatu sia senja. Jika lo kau nanti lebih tinggi dari raja, nikmati hidup dengan pelakon di kepala. Memang tak lebih hebat dari pengawal solo. Apalagi jika kau dengar alunan gesang. Tapi please dong ayam dengar jangan parno. Lebih baik kita semua ikut oke.
Sobat, mulailah menari. Kamu dan rasa cinta untuk hilangkan rasa dahaga. Hey kawan, mulailah menyanyi. Dengarkan lagu ini agar cinta tetap terjaga.
eksplorasi anti monoton. Berharap kau suka dan mulailah bertanya, siapakah mereka, kenapa ya asik juga. One more time, Jiki 1, Jiki 2, nikmati aja podcastnya, disimpan dulu. Kolaborasi hebat 2007, kocok rap roku, boleh diadu.
As Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Call as Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quotes of the day. intelligence without love is dangerous, but love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist, endowed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. And listener, that's quotes of the day.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR. Today's sound.
Pikiranku sebenarnya sudah tahu kisah cinta mirip kita tak menyentuh selamanya. Selama kita mau, jangan pikir buruk dulu. Kisah cinta mirip kita bisa saja selamanya. Kau akhirnya goyah juga, bukan bertahan bersama, malah kau juga harus ku yakinkan. Kejutan tengah cerita, ternyata ini rasanya tinggal berjuang sendirian. Sudahlah, terus saja bila terserah. Bisanya kau sekadar pasrah bila tak ada yang berubah. Benarkah
to have a vacation free from the crowds but want to be accompanied by, well, local musics and also good cuisines, you gotta go to North Minahasa to enjoy a place called Likupang. Full story about Likupang right after this one.
mesmerized. Yes, anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear seawater, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau Pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. There are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is the natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves, and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Nah, sehingga kita juga di sini menyiapkan.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Jadi kita menyiapkan sarana untuk transportasi perahu.
Cantiknya kamu, cantiknya kamu, cantik-cantiknya kamu, eloknya kamu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Har said, Pulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Pulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes. tim rescue yang namanya. So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility. So that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu hanyalah di dalam mimpi.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you has just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, We see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at the various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilet, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Aku lewatkan di dalam hidupku, meskipun ku tahu ada dirinya di dalam hidupmu. Takkan ku berhenti hingga kau dengan harus menunggu 1000 tahun pun tak kutunggu. Bila ku harus menantimu, hati ini kan terkunci hingga tiba saat kau datang nanti. Kaulah wanita yang aku tunggu seumur hidupku. Kau hanya dirimu yang menjadi pelabuhan terakhirku. Bila ku harus menunggu 1000 tahun pun kan ku
bila ku harus menunggumu. Seribu tahun pun kan ku tunggu bila ku harus menantimu. Hati ini kan terkunci hingga tiba saat kau datang nanti. Seribu tahun pun kan ku tunggu bila ku harus menantimu. Hati ini kan terkunci hingga tiba saat kau datang nanti. Hati ini kan terkunci hingga tiba saat.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku sudah tak mau bicara. Aku sudah dibuat tersiksa. Untuk apa ku pertahankan seakan tiada berguna. Lebih indah berpisah. Aku bingung tak menentu menghadapimu. Semua egomu itu tak hargai aku. Aku telah ikhlas semua. Cukup derita, cukup sudahlah cinta. Ada yang lain yang kau puja. Aku sudah tak mau bicara. Aku sudah dibuat terlalu